document, Shaping a Healthier Future, states that no hospital closures will take place until capacity to cope has been built up elsewhere. How does Imperial justify the planned closure of Hammersmith Hospital A&E in June 2014 and Central Middlesex A&E by the end of the year, when there will not be any new provision in place by then?
And I apologise, I did say to Mark that I would give him a chance just to explain the plans first, and then, if you can then, at the end, answer Susanna's question.
Certainly. So just to explain the Shaping a Healthy Future plans, and then I'll come on to answer that specific question. There has been a lot of confusion about this. I am a GP locally. I've been working in Acton as a GP for 24 years. I trained at Charing Cross and have worked at Ealing, St Mary's, England. So I know the local hospital as well. I was the lead clinician across northwest London about 3.5 years ago, when clinicians coming together were concerned around the quality of care and the sustainability of care, accepting the fact that there aren't any cuts in the NHS, but our funding isn't increasing as fast as the population is increasing or the demands upon it are increasing. So we needed to redesign things to make things better. Part of that was built upon the work that we knew we'd centralised some work, so stroke, heart attack and major trauma were centralised some years ago, and in each of those the care is better, fewer people are dying and fewer people are left with residual illnesses. And each of those changes had opposition from people concerned around the changes in their local hospital, but each of those care has improved. And so as clinicians we came together, it was the lead GPs in each borough along with the medical directors and the directors of nursing from all of the trusts, the Mental Health Trust and the Acute Trust, coming together and saying, how do we make things better? And we had lots of discussions and we agreed that we ought to work along three principles, which were around centralising care where we would make that better, localising care wherever we could, and making sure it worked in a joined up way, integrating care wherever it happened. And having been given this task, and I thought this was going to be fairly unenviable because clearly it meant changes to hospital services, because we agreed that model of care, and then spent time looking and seeing what would be the optimal size of a unit. We agreed there should be 5 major hospitals. And clinically, there was a united view that that was the right thing to do. It then became a choice, and we went to consultation to ask which hospitals should become specialists, which should become elective, and which could become major. And there was a long consultation over the summer. A decision was made in the end that Central Middlesex Hospital should become an elective centre, and works are underway to make that an elective hospital around orthopaedic surgery, and will take a lot of the elective orthopaedic work from across this area